I just wanted to say that I've been single for a while by choice, and I have finally come to the conclusion that God's will is the best. And instead of thinking about what might be, I need to look at where I am and recognize that the fullness of God right now is all that I need.
Good for you, my friend. Listen, that's a big decision in life, no matter if we're married or single, that our true satisfaction comes from Him. I can tell you, you can have a great marriage, and I have a great marriage, but to think that my wife Donna is going to, quote, meet all my needs is just a foolishness. And you know that if you're married over time, that ultimately as followers of Christ, we depend on Him. We find great joy and satisfaction in marriage, but you know what? You can in singleness as well. And I would say to singles today, hey, listen, you might be a lot better off staying single, enjoying your life, and following God than getting into a relationship just to get into a relationship and later find great regret. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. You know where we're headed. We're talking about being satisfied as a single person. I'm not single, and so you're going to hear those who are calling today sharing some of their stories, some of their wisdom, some of the things they're learning. And so our callers are all set for the show today. But just a reminder that as we're talking about what God has taught you as a single, I hope that you'll be listening in. Now, the phone line, often we open it up for you to call and share on our comment line, but for the Intentional Living Half Hour and throughout the day, we're holding our phone line for those who are calling to share in the ministry of Intentional Living, to support Intentional Living, to stand with us here at Intentional Living, because we are listener supported. And we're doing something very special. As you join in support as a monthly member, you'll be receiving not only the teaching this month on aha moments and how they can change your life, but my latest book on freedom from hijacked emotions, a brand new workbook just released this week on that same topic, goes along as a companion to the book. And we'll be sending you access to a masterclass video on each of the chapters where I do some teaching. So that number is open. Come and join us at 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I am now 47 years old. I have not been married, and I am just enjoying my growth and my relationship with the Lord and intimacy with Him. At times, it does get difficult. At times, it does get lonely. But I'd rather be with the Lord and know that He has my back and I'm growing in the things of God than to be in a relationship that is unequally yoked and not of God. I believe in God for that special mate one day to come, but until then, I just want to encourage my sisters that have not been married to just realize that God has a greater purpose for you.
You know, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. You know, we're talking about being single and satisfied. Maybe the question is, what makes you unsatisfied as a single person? You know, what is it that keeps you from being satisfied? One of the things that we've posted from ChristianMingle.com is live each day for God, seek always to know more about God, seize opportunities to help others. Maybe these are some of the things that keep you from feeling satisfied. Go places rather than sit at home waiting to be discovered. Spend personal time on self-improvement and bravely establish a faith in God that affirms your ability to make it in life just as you are, just as you are. You're not less than as a result, that's for sure. Okay, Melinda wants to contribute here with a thought. Melinda, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. You says here you're a single mom, huh?
I am.
What have you learned?
Well, I have learned that being single is actually, it's not that bad. I've also learned that to find happiness, you can't look for it in another person, and the only happiness that you'll really find happiness when you find it in yourself, and you have to do that through the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so all the time that I used to spend going to the bars looking for a man when I was younger and this and that was such a waste of time. You know, these days that are going on now, they got me really worried, and I just believe in my heart that Jesus is coming very soon. And I want to just focus my time into the Word and into developing my relationship with Jesus Christ so strong and more close. That's what I have found. Mm. That's the most important thing, and my priority is not seeking it in another person, seeking it in the Lord. And I have my kids, and I'm, you know, it's not the end of the world to be single. You can just put that time into your kids and into your God.
And that's what they need. Your kids need you. Melinda, how old are they?
10, 18, and 25.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I find so many singles that they have kids, they have responsibility, and they're feeling so needy in some way that they have to have this relationship with another person that in the process, the focus isn't on their priority right now, which is their kids. And the fact that you've settled on saying, hey, here's where I am. This is where God has me now. This is where I'm going to focus. I'm not going to run to the bars to go find some guy. Good for you. And we'll be praying for you. Melinda, thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody would say, probably somebody, but I wonder if the majority of people say, you know, I found my guy or my lady in the bar, and that was the best place to find a person. That would be an interesting discussion. Not that finding a person in a church means it's going to be the right person either, by the way. But where you look does matter, and how you look. Okay, Hannah, why don't you join us before we take another break? What's your take on this as a single person?
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
I'm 28, and I've been in and out of relationships since I was 19, and I feel like God speaks to me much more, and I'm way, way, way more productive when I'm single. Because when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I focus solely on the guy. I feel like I don't get as much done. I feel like I put the guy on a pedestal rather than God. And, you know, my life kind of just takes a weird turn, and I don't stay productive. So I feel like single really isn't as bad as people think it is. It's actually really beautiful. It helps you to think more clearly, at least for me.
So with your life, how do you maintain, as you're a Christian, right, Hannah?
I am.
How do you maintain your Christian values as a single person in a culture that is so relational, so, you know, demanding on relationships and intimacy and all that? How do you maintain that?
You know, Randy, I feel like I took a lot after my dad. You know, my mom and my dad are both heavily Christians, you know, ever since I was young. And I feel like my dad's been single for a really long time. Him and my mom got a divorce when I was in middle school. And, you know, to see him be able to be focused on God and get things done without being in a relationship, it's kind of, I don't know, like it just, maybe I have those genes inside of me where it's easier for me to get things done. Like even if I'm around my friends and they're in relationships, I don't know. I don't really get jealous because I feel like, you know, relationships are beautiful. God has ordained them, but at the same time, they're so complicated sometimes that I feel it takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm single, I can maintain that energy on other things and not focus it on the person.
Well, you know, I think of the passage where Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, but I wish everyone were single just as I am, yet each person has a special gift from God, no one kind or another. So I say to those who aren't married and to the widows, it's better to stay unmarried just as I am, but if they can't control themselves, they should go ahead and marry. It's better to marry than to burn with lust. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory with single people today. To be single, to be satisfied, to be pure, to stay focused on the right priorities, to love God can be a beautiful thing. And I know others, some calling, struggling with loneliness and wanting and desiring that relationship. I think the key to this and anything in life, married or unmarried, when we allow our desires to be God's desires and God's desires to be our desires, then the scripture says when we truly are seeking Him, He gives us the desires of our heart, but only when we're truly focused on His desire in our life. Single and satisfied, what's your take? 888-888-1717.
I kind of just really lived with a constant desire to be in a relationship. I was just unhappy, and I just realized that I wasn't getting what I could out of my life.
Liz's intentional one thing was to focus on what she already had rather than what she was wanting. and it gave her renewed energy and freedom.
So I decided to use the energy that I was putting into worrying about whether that guy was the one that I was going to be in a relationship with or things like that, and just to invest in the people I already had in my life. I feel like this weight has just been lifted off me. Like, I don't feel like I have to look for it. When you fix your eyes on God, everything else just kind of falls into where it's supposed to be. If you're fixing your eyes on a relationship, your eyes can't be on Jesus.
One thing you can do to live intentionally is to focus on what you already have rather than what you want. Take the Intentional One Thing Challenge and discover the one thing you can do to find purpose and peace and start living intentionally. Visit theintentionallife.com/one thing.
Very good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate your sharing your stories. Karen wants to join in from California on this discussion today. Karen, welcome to Single and Satisfied here, Intentional Living.
Thank you.
What have you learned?
Bottom line, there's worse things in life than being alone. As far as a mate goes, and that's being with somebody and still being alone. Mm. I tried real hard with the man I was ever in love with, and I thought that would make me happy being with somebody that I was in love with. But along those lines, trying to make that work, I lost focus on the Lord, and so I had an easy explanation of why everything was spiraling downward. Mm. So now I've been single going on 6 years, and I'm totally focused on the Lord. I'm actually co-founder of a ministry, street ministry, and it's really easy for me to tell, especially the young women who've broken and think that they need a man in their life, that the first man they need in their life is the Lord, so to speak, because he's got intention. He can fill your heart up with so much love that it seems surreal at times, which is where I'm at. And I wake up every morning knowing that I'm truly loved, and not just loved, but I've been forgiven for not always being on my path. Yeah, it's just so important to realize where true love comes from first. And like so many others have said, you know, you have to find happiness within yourself first. Well, all my happiness has come from the Lord.
Yeah.
All of it. Even when I didn't have both feet on my path, all my happiness has come from the Lord. All my blessings come from the Lord. Every day, He reminds me how much He loves me.
Mm. So you find the satisfaction, as we see the pattern here coming in, Karen, from people. The satisfaction is finding meaning in your life. And as Christians, serving the Lord, knowing that God has a plan for your life, focusing on that, not trying to find your satisfaction in another person. And I would say this even is true in marriage. If you're married, one of the reasons marriage can become tension-filled and a problem is because we try to find satisfaction in another person, as opposed to ultimately knowing Christ and then being able to serve your spouse. And that's the ultimate goal in marriage, isn't it? Serving one another. It's a good reminder, Karen. Thank you for your call. We're talking about being single and satisfied. Singles, you're lighting up the lines. You're telling us how that happens and lessons learned. By the way, much discussion going on Facebook as well. Just go on over to Facebook /intentionalliving or go to theintentionallife.com and join the discussion. The question is, hey, singles, what has God taught you about being single? Lots of singles checking in.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'm recently single, and I'm really happy that I am, because for once in my life, I feel like I'm connecting with who I am and connecting with my family more, and increasing my love for not only myself, but for Jesus and the Lord. And it's one of the greatest experiences I've had, because I've always been accused of having a boyfriend and being fake happy and getting in these relationships because I truly wasn't accepting myself. And getting out of relationship and connecting a relationship with God has been the most, refreshing thing for me ever, because it's helped me realize that the love that the Lord has in me is enough, and that I don't need to find it in someone else. And it's helping me accept myself. And anyway, once again, this is Sarah, and I just really enjoyed being single. Thank you. Bye. God bless.
You know, all aha moments are important, but we got to be careful of the source of an aha moment in our life. You know, it says to us that there is evil and we're to test every spirit, the scripture says. Is the aha moment, the awareness that you're getting from something you're reading or something you're hearing or just meditating on, is it truly from God through His Holy Spirit, or is it coming from our own desires, wants, needs, or from an evil source? And so as we think about aha moments, what's important is to be sure we know the source of the aha moments and that they're coming from God Himself through the Holy Spirit into our life and our minds. You know, an aha moment can change your life, and that's an excerpt from the content this month of my teaching for our community of intentional living called How One Aha Moment Can Change Your Life. An awareness that God presents through His Holy Spirit or from Scripture or maybe from good counsel. But as I was saying in that clip, sometimes you can hear something and you think it's from God, or you think it's wise, you think it's right because it feels right, as so many songs say today. But then you realize that it's really not an aha moment that's going to honor Christ and benefit you. And so be careful of the source. Members, watch for the teaching. It's being sent out here mid-month to each of you, those of you who are supporting the ministry monthly. And I tell you, we've got an all-play going on right now, meaning those of you who will join us in monthly support today to be a part of intentional living, we'll make sure you receive the entire teaching, plus every month a video and audio brand-new teaching will be sent by email to you. Plus, right now, I told the team, everybody who's joining us in monthly support, let's send them my latest book called Freedom from Hijacked Emotions, Overcoming Anger, Worry, and Fear, and Many Other Emotions. How do you deal with emotions in life? Emotions that can bog you down. And now more than ever, when we see an increase in depression, anxiety, worry, fear, frustration, bitterness, come on, we see it. This book will be a great jumpstart to be thinking about these topics for yourself or someone you love. Plus, we have a brand new workbook just released this week that will come with the book to help you think through some of these discussion areas, maybe for your small group or for you and your spouse or just for yourself to work through. Plus, we're going to give you access, it's all there in the workbook, access to a master class teaching on each of these topics by chapter. And so it's a teaching that I've done on video that you can access online. So come and join us. The phone line is being held for you, just for those joining in support. That's the only reason to call right now. And throughout this day, it's open to you. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717.
My name's Mary, and I'm from Michigan. As a single person, how I stay intentional is reading God's Word before I go out on a date, at which time, if into the date it starts to get in the wrong direction, if the man tells me that he's a good Christian, quote unquote, and starts to go off in another direction, then I end the evening and return home with my purity, my faith, and my beliefs intact. And that's how I stay intentional.
That is intentional living. Unfortunately, that does happen in our world in which we live, but I just applaud that you've made a decision of how you choose to live. And you know, one of the things about intentional living that she really referenced is that you need to make the decision before you need to make the decision. In fact, the decision before the decision is the most important decision, because you've prepared yourself, your heart, and you're ready. Whatever it is, finances, relationships, whatever it may be, making that decision before the decision.
Living intentionally can change your life.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Dr. Randy Carlson, founder of Intentional Living.
You know, the King James Bible is over 400 years old, and sometimes the language is tough to understand, but some of the pictures that these same words draw are amazing. For instance, Proverbs 19:24 says, "The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, but will not even bring it back to his mouth." Now that is unintentional living, so much so that he doesn't even get around to feeding himself. At the other end of the spectrum, we have Psalm 90, verse 12, which says, "So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." Now, the word number in the original language has to do with being prepared. If you want to have a heart of wisdom, you not only keep track of your days, but be prepared for what God is going to do in those days. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to today's program, talking about being single and satisfied. Let's go to Larry in Georgia. Larry, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How you doing today?
I'm blessed. How about you?
Good. I appreciate your call. What have you learned about being single?
Let me start by saying how much I appreciate your intentional living guidelines. I've been following you on the radio now for about 3.5 years, and I've really learned a lot from the preachings and things that you say during the day. I have the radio tuned to family life and all the cities I go to. I'm on company, so I'm on the road a lot.
Fantastic.
And I appreciate everything that you've done. Don't let it ever be said that the shepherd doesn't take care of his flock. Your flock is well across the United States. If one of your shepherd people, whatever you say, you're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Larry.
I'm a 59-year-old single man. I've been married twice. They didn't work out. First wife was we married 17 years, and we had 2 children. And from that, I ended up having 2 grandchildren and 2 grandsons and a granddaughter. My second wife was a mistake all the way around the line. I had ventured away from the Lord, and she was a demon. And when I came back to the Lord and started praying to my Father about helping me, he did. He got her out of my life, and no sooner than he did, 30 days after my divorce was final, he put an angel in my life. We've been dating for almost 4 years now. We're using the traditional dating, which we only date on Saturday nights. We don't. She doesn't live with me or any of that type stuff, and I think the Lord is teaching me from my lessons to the humility part of being alone, that when I do have a wife and a family, to appreciate what I do have, whereas before I didn't do that. With that being said, I tell everybody I meet, it's called faith. Forsaking all, I trust Him. Get on your knees and pray to your God and tell your God, you know, what you need from Him, and put your burdens on Him and let Him handle it. And when I started doing that, He's just opened up so many doors for me. And now, you know, none of this stuff bothers me. I don't pay attention to anything going on in this lustful world that goes with the television shows and all the stuff that's there and all the temptations that Satan puts in front of us. I fall to my knees and ask my Lord to give me insight and direction, and He does. And I just tell everybody that, you know, you can say you believe in the Lord, but do you actually have the faith in your heart? A lot of the Christians overseas are experiencing that now, and they're dying for their faith. That's the type of faith that our Lord asks us to have. And when you have that kind of faith, then He takes care of it. So for me and all the singles, I can tell you real quick, you know, get on your knees and put it on the Lord and then go about your life, because He will take care of it.
And that's the key. Yeah, Larry, I'm sorry you've been through that, and I, you know, wish we could explore a little more what you've learned, the lessons learned. And of course, we know that marriage is intended to be for a lifetime, and sometimes that doesn't occur. But I'll tell you, if I can speak the singles up front, so you don't have a Larry story having to 2 marriages and going through that, to say, listen, you do what Larry's saying. Get on your knees, trust God right now, make it clear that your priority is to follow Him, and don't act on an impulse or on an emotion or on out of neediness. One of the worst things we can do in life, any person, married or single, is to operate out of neediness. And instead, we should operate out of the confidence we have, the confidence in Christ. It's one of the things we teach in Intentional Living, is the confidence we have to develop that in Him. And when we're confident in Him, we can make better decisions for life. Okay, Larry, thank you for your call. Debbie's on the line in Texas. Hi, Debbie. Hello.
Hello, I had to get you off speaker.
There you
Hi,
go.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm really, really well. I just came from the grocery store and caught a little bit. Oh, and I heard the part about, you know, the lady saying she's speaking for her partner in bars.
Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago, I was invited out with my girlfriend who was meeting her boyfriend in a bar. And I met my husband in a bar. And we've been married going on 18 years. He's a very godly man. I'm a very godly woman. We dedicate our lives to God. It was rough, up and down. But my point is, I was really independent. I kind of was done with men. I had come from an abusive relationship. I had three young children. So my point is, God has someone for you. And it's not about where you go, what you do. You can't control that. It's about who he has for you and living your life and knowing that and just being open to that person coming into your life.
Yeah, but you've got, Debbie, you've got to agree. Looking for a guy in a bar is not the best idea.
Well, that's my point. It's about looking for a guy in a bar. Stop looking. God has it handled for you. Just like you said,
yeah.
Trust in him, have confidence in him. I wasn't looking. And it was so good to be true that I avoided his calls. I didn't want to go out with him again. I didn't want to see him again because I'm like, this guy is amazing. I cannot believe that God has brought him into my life at a bar.
Well, listen, I am thankful and thank God that worked in your case, but I stand on the ground. I still don't think you go find guys in the bar. I don't think that's the best place, but God bless you for your story today, and thank you for being a part of the program. This is Intentional Living.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Natasha from Alabama, and I just wanted to let you know that listening to your radio show has really blessed my life. In January, my husband decided that he no longer wanted to be married, and he left me with three children, a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool my kids. But through just living intentionally and knowing that I could trust God no matter what I've gone through, that I'm better off now by trusting God. And all of the pain, all the tears, all the sorrow that we went through was all worth it. My walk with my Jesus has been more and greater than anything in my life. Thank you. Goodbye.
Natasha, you made my day. What a story of encouragement, what you've been through, being abandoned, as it were, and yet you know you weren't because God's with you, and sharing that very positive story of how you chose to be intentional. And as you were talking, I was thinking, this is the very reason this ministry exists. There are Natashas all over the country and around the world who have within them, because of God's intentional love, a new direction that they can take that'll change the course of their life. Single person, we're talking about that today. You who are married as well, as you figure out what will please Christ and then do it every day. That is intentional living. I just want to say thanks to those of you who joined us today, those of you who are praying for us, supporting us, standing with us. And a reminder, we have a powerful resource, my latest book, The Power of Hijacked Emotions and How They Can Be Changed in Your Life, along with the workbook and some videos as a way of saying thank you for joining in monthly support. Just go to theintentionallife.com to find out more. We got to run, but I want to thank each of you for being a part of Intentional Living today. God bless you. Be back again next time with more help from our Intentional Living Ministry.